One more time now on Inside Agriculture. U.S. lawmakers are urging the Trump administration to wade into next year's USMCA renegotiation with civility, given the angst in Canada and Mexico over the president's tariffs. Next year's U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement review was once expected to be routine, but given President Trump's tariffs, it could become a high-stakes negotiation. Ag state lawmakers, smartly aware of that, are seeking respectful talks slated to start in July. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley shepherded USMCA through the Senate back in 2020.
100 members of Congress sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Greer on the importance of civility under the USMCA.
And they did so for good reason.
In the last 5 years, ag exports to Mexico shot up to nearly $30 billion. Compare that $30 billion in the last 5 years to the $20 billion for the 10 years, 10 to 19.
With a similar increase to Canada, more work remains to ease dairy exports heading north. The importance of USMCA has not escaped the ag lobby.
A group of over 120 ag organizations signed a letter supporting a full 16-year renewal of the USMCA. Stable export markets to Canada and Mexico can allow U.S. farmers and businesses to flourish.
There are more than half a billion people in the North American market, representing 30% of the world economy. John Maswell, Director Emeritus of International Relations for the Canadian Cattle Association, noted the significant impact Canadian consumers have on U.S. ag as a reliable customer of high-end food products.
If you take the agriculture trade, U.S. agriculture exports to Canada, divide them by our population, and do it the other way around. Every Canadian is consuming over $700 of U.S. agriculture goods, and every American is consuming just over $100 of Canadian agriculture goods. It tells me that the Canadian market is pretty open, and that Canadians like American agriculture products. You know, if you scratch into what is it we're buying a lot of high-value things. We're kind of the holy grail of the market, as opposed to selling, you know, the ingredients. We like to buy a lot of the finished products, and we also supply some of those ingredients that go into those finished products. So yes, there is some back and forth trade that's hidden in those numbers, but again, does it matter? Is it mutually beneficial?
John Maswell of the Canadian Cattle Association. Hey, time's up for Inside Agriculture. Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow morning right here. Hope you have a great day.